The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning, everybody. On a Thursday, the June 3rd edition, 2021. Good morning. It's been great stuff. Real well thought out calls and really interesting text messaging. 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station. This is a lunchtime and then a motorcycle ride. Thursday, it's going to be 82 for the high today. Tomorrow, Friday, 87. Another motorcycle day. Saturday, motorcycle day. Sunday, and then back to work Monday, 85 degrees. Let me tell you what's going to happen. There's been a turn in this Tay Anderson story, and Jimmy Sangenberger, who has been incredible. Jimmy's going to join us about 20 after the hour. Then we got open lines. Everybody's chomping at what we were talking about on Monday at 7 a.m., Elvis in Denver. In the meantime, and Stephen Tubbs is the one who said, hey, man, you're going to love her. Danielle, and it's Jurinski is her last name. She's candidate for Aurora City Council. Brave enough, kind enough to come in the studio. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You know, it's great. You and I are both close with Stephen, and I was giving an update to the audience. He said to me this morning, on a 1 to 10, he's an 8.
He's an 8.
Yeah, so he's still very sick. And I don't, you know, and he's, like you, we both talked, and
yeah,
he went in the hospital. That saved him.
It absolutely saved him, and I think he's trying to be a little tougher even by saying that he's at an 8. I think he's really at, like, a 4.
You know, but going the other way, 10's the worst. I don't know how bad he
is. Oh, 10's the, oh, if 10's the worst, then yeah, he's like an 8.
He told me when I, again, talking about Stephen, our afternoon drive show, but my dear friend got COVID, and it was a week ago today. I was with my grandson watching him play ball, and I called him. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm coming to get you right now. And, you know, he blew it off. The next thing, I think we would have lost Stephen.
Yeah.
I really do believe that's how brutal that thing can be. So,
yeah.
I know you're a friend, and that's why you're here. So, tell me you. And why anyone in their right mind would want to go on a city council of Aurora, Colorado?
Well, you know, Pete, Aurora's my hometown. I'm born and raised in Aurora. My whole life has evolved around Aurora. I went all 4 years to Overland High School. I served in the military 9 years. 6 of those years, I was stationed at Buckley Air Force Base. 6 of those years, I was also military police. 3 years of that, munitions. I attended Community College of Aurora. I own 4 bar and restaurant locations across the metro area, 2 of which are in Aurora. I'm a single mother raising my 20-month-old son in Aurora. My elderly parents are in Aurora. I mean, my ties to Aurora run deep. So I felt like if there's anybody going to stand up and fight for my hometown, it has to be me.
When did you make the decision?
People ask, how did you make the decision to run? I didn't. The decision was made for me.
Oh.
Well, when the government steps in and says that you have to shut down your businesses and you don't get to support your family, you know, and then they want to go even a step further and implement fines for people not wearing masks. And then city council takes it upon themselves when we get reopened and we were at 25% capacity. They take it upon themselves to try and push through a $20 an hour minimum wage.
I saw that.
Just for
as
Aurora.
Council, as council, yeah.
As council. So they made the decision for me. They knocked on my door repeatedly, until I came out, until I answered the call. And here I am.
Our show is very good friends with Dave Gruber.
Yes.
And, you know, Dave's now, I can't speak for Dave, but he's not going to run again.
I know. Mm-hmm.
And,
I know.
And we talk about the politics of the City Council of Denver. They pale when it comes to the politics of the City Council of Aurora. It just doesn't get the attention that the craziness in Denver gets.
Right. And there's times that I think the socialists in Aurora are crazier.
Oh, they're self-admitted. I mean, it isn't like nobody's hiding anything.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Dave Gruber and I have had several conversations. I'm sad to see him go.
Yeah,
but I hope to honor his legacy as far as being a Buckley veteran on council.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I served 6 years at Buckley, and it's very, very important that somebody stay on council in Aurora that understands Buckley and understands the mission and the operation. Buckley is our largest employer in Aurora.
Aurora's a government employer. I mean, back the other way. Our guest is Danielle, and she comes, Steph, and said, put her on the air. And I said, sure. Danielle, it's Jurinski is her name, and she's candidate for Aurora City Council. Now, tomorrow, sitting right where you are, will be Christy Burton Brown and Priscilla Ron.
Yes.
You know these women. I know these women.
Mm-hmm.
They have the reins of the GOP now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you listen to the old traditional GOP graybeards or this other, we just can't win.
Right.
And that nothing tightens me up quicker than the, you know, we're watching Polis in action again. We're going to talk about Tay Anderson here when the segment's done. What do you say when people say to you, you can't win?
I say, if I felt like we can't win, that we can't start winning again as Republicans, as conservatives in Colorado, I certainly would not be wasting my time running for office.
The interesting thing, and I was telling Billy, we're meeting women that are running.
Yes. Yes. And it's time. I mean, I think as most men even know, you fire up a group of women,
Doc. What I think is interesting too is I got to tell you something. This is a tribute. Now Dave sat in that seat.
Yes.
Tomorrow Priscilla comes back for it'll be her third time and Christy's second time.
Mm-hmm.
She was with us by phone. If I told you I could not get a Republican candidate or an elected official to sit in that chair for 10 years, would you believe me? They never came in.
How sad is that?
No, but it speaks volumes to who they are.
Yeah.
And when Christy and Priscilla, true story, we called them. Billy called them. I didn't call them. Billy called them. They were, they won in the state on that Saturday. Mm-hmm. They were sitting in here. They came right in, sat down, Peter, how are you? Boom, let's go to work.
Isn't that amazing?
We couldn't, those other guys pulling teeth, they went. We could not get, I never got Walker Stapleton. They wouldn't even return phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Gardner, forget about it. I'll give you a list of people that wouldn't come near the show.
Well, you know what I say to that?
Don't say it.
I say, if you look at Christy Burton Brown and you look at Priscilla Ron and you look at myself, the commonality there is age.
Wow.
It's age. We're all younger women that are fired up.
I hadn't thought of that.
We're ready to fight for our families. You're going to hear our voices. We're going to come in person. We're going to stand our ground and we're going to fight.
You know, that's...
We're going to fight.
I got to tell you, Danielle had not thought of that. Because the old guys were really machine GOP. And now, if you were looking at Colorado, because Aurora is a microcosm, how do you win?
You stand your ground. You stand your ground. You stay true to yourself. You talk to people and you bring passion and you bring enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. It cannot be the same old same. I mean, the Republicans that you just mentioned that wouldn't even give you the time of day, wouldn't come in. We need to rebrand ourselves. We need a new image.
Thank you.
We need passion. We need fire. We need intensity. And I mean, as crazy as this sounds, we need to be cool. You know, the left is killing us, you know, with their sweet dance moves and everything that they've got going on, you know?
I you're right. What was it, Gray Nana? I was country when country wasn't cool.
Yes.
I mean, you can.
Yes.
And
yes.
These two women will be here tomorrow.
Yes.
With the blessings of the station, I'm waiting to get the station's blessings. I want to do a series of lunches so these women can get some walking around money.
Perfect.
You know? And. Because I'm telling you, the what wing of the party do I want to call it? But and now the Republican Party is in a civil war with itself, and it
right
and it has to. You got to right the ship, and you got. I mean, this stuff Polis pulled. I don't know if you know about it. It's not getting attention. Sanctuary State of Colorado will now give professional licenses to illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's sort of a suppressed Front Range media story, but it's true.
Right. Right.
And
And that means, like, something that I hold is a real estate license.
Of course.
And you, so that's...
Forget it.
Forget it.
Now,
yeah.
In Aurora schools, are there... I don't know this. I know in Denver, because of Tay Anderson, we're going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. There's no more armed... And George Brockner, who we love, George is now in that STEM school trial.
Yes. Yes. And we wish him well.
Oh, Brockner's great. So here's my question. Have they taken security out of Aurora Public Schools?
Well, so Aurora is made up of two school districts, actually. Aurora Public School District and Cherry Creek Public Schools. I know that there had been talk back and forth. I think one of them pulled the trigger
on removing
the SROs, which, you know, it's so sad.
But you want to win, and I'm saying this to... Big deal, I'm saying it, but this is how you want to win Denver back. You want to, you know, when I'm told, you can't do this, or that's rigged, or you can't. And I don't believe any of that. I believe that, you know, this Ronald Reagan character, who you could well be,
right,
shows up, and people go, damn.
And ask those people, too, you know, that are just, oh, we're never going to win again, and why are you wasting your time?
I hear it.
You know, ask them, well, what are you doing to help? Because
they're most of them are on the fringe anyhow. But I guess what I want to say to you or ask you is, in the aftermath in Colorado, and then these guys said, "Well, we were never going to win." I said, "Well, why did you take their money?"
Right.
Winter Gardens is right out our window.
Right.
And you went over there, and those little old ladies gave the hundreds and the 50s and the 20s. Why'd you take their? If you couldn't win the fight, why'd you take their money?
Right.
What do you say to that?
I asked a state representative one time. I said, "You know, you're not going to win. You know, you're not going to win. You know, how does it feel? You're outnumbered. You know, you're not going to win anything. What you know, what you're really trying to do?" And he said, "Well, you got to get up every day and fight. People elected you.
Yeah.
People gave money to you. You have to show up. You can't do nothing."
Yeah.
So I think even when they know they're going to lose, someone has to show up. But someone has to present the fight.
But why put that fighter in the ring?
I think it depends on the fighter. I mean, if you ask me, you could tell me 100 times till we're blue in the face that I'm not going to win. And guess what? I'm not going anywhere.
Well, I'm back to the thing, you're having done this a few times and never as a winner, but you're walking into the ring to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're walking in the ring and your manager or your corner is behind you going, "You're going to lose." Why am I doing this?
You know, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to win. Like, we need this mentality that we're going to win. I don't want to talk about losing, you know?
I guess I get dropped on my ass in the first round, you know.
You get mad. You get mad and you come back swinging harder. We have to.
I love your attitude. This woman, and I don't know how this is all going to work. Danielle, do it right, Peter. Jurinski is our guest. Spit it out. Now, what seat, or is it the Dave Gruber seat? What do you take?
It's one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm running at large. Yeah. So anyone, anywhere in the entire city of Aurora can vote for me. And I just have to say, I know some of them are listening right now.
Oh, sure.
I have so much help. There's this fabulous group of women. They're not in Aurora, but they have banded together and they, you know, are helping me. And this is the most motivated group of women. And like we just talked about, saying, you know, you can't win, you can't win. You can't tell these women that I'm not going to win. Because they're all in. And so people outside of Aurora are really starting to take notice of what's going on in Aurora and how truly crazy Aurora is. And like we talked about, Aurora is crazier than Denver.
Oh.
And people don't realize
absolutely.
That. And this group of women is really helping me get the message out that people have got to, across the state, wake up to what is going on in Aurora.
Everything you say is true. I mean, we actually sit on the edge, and we've had some homeless guys starting to camp under right by the radio station.
Of course.
And Kaufman, you know what? I struggled with Mike Kaufman. I think he's doing a good job. I'm a Kaufman guy, and he's certainly done good stuff with his homeless stuff. And, you know, I mean, opinions are only those things. And there has to be some united front, and it has to cross.
Yes.
I mean, Denver, Aurora, people like you, people like Tomorrow. And, you made that clear. I got to write that down and think about it. But these are These are young. You can't ever ask a woman her age. So
let's say under 40.
Okay, that's what I thought.
All of us.
Young woman running for governor was in here the other day too, and she's a young woman. She wants in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, maybe these old gray beard cretins that have lived off the party or believe Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe they could, and then maybe it's you guys. I don't
know. Well, and you know, the older generation, I mean, some of them are still just in this for notoriety and to walk around, you know, in their fancy suits. And I say, get out of the way. Get out of the way. The women are coming.
I hope so.
And we're going to take this.
I think
back.
It would be just cool as hell.
Yeah.
And
we're here.
Yeah.
We're going to fight.
So what's your next thing? What do you do next? We're coming up on time. What do you do next?
So I get out. I get out and I get my message out and I get the word out. I knock doors. I have fundraisers. And, you know, people can go to my website, Danielle for Aurora. It's F-O-R, DanielleForAurora.com. And I'm on Facebook, Danielle Jarinski, Danielle for Aurora. And I just got to tell you, I don't care what Stephen Tubbs says about you, Pete. I think you're an all right guy in my book. I just want to tell you that.
He's my guy. I love him. I love Stephen very much. We do that to each other all the time.
Yeah.
I've done that to him. Like, I don't care what he said, you know?
Yeah, I don't care.
What's been the response so far? I was going to ask you that.
The response is good. I mean, it's a lot of how are you going to have time for this and how are you? And what I say to that also is if I don't make time for this with everything else going on in my life, then come November, I'll have nothing going on.
You know, I'm a huge Reagan fan, Mm-hmm. And Reagan had this great line, and Reagan said, if not us, then who?
Yes.
And if not now,
then when?
Thank you.
There's no one else.
I made the pledge.
Yes.
For me and the radio show, big deal. After this disaster that happened in November, and I said, you know, Peter, you know, you can stand around a bitch or you can
do something.
Pitch in. Yeah. And so I love these two women. I love you. You're great. There's some,
thank you.
Please. There's some, we'll have you back many, many times and help if we can. And Christy and Priscilla are walking in tomorrow.
They're wonderful.
Oh, they're
wonderful women.
Hearts of champions, both of them.
Yes.
And there's a shot. But a whole lot of people got to go sit down in the corner, not buy tickets for the fight. Get some custom auto guys in there.
Yes.
Get some fighters.
Yes.
You're terrific. Anything
thank
that
you.
I didn't get to ask you'd like to say?
No, I think that's it. I think, you know, the message is people need to wake up and pay attention to Aurora, even if you don't live in Aurora. And there are fighters like myself out there trying to right these wrongs. Hey. Get behind us. Get involved in our campaigns. Volunteer. Donate. Help out. And let's go. Let's win.
Thank you. Sit still. We got to take a break.
Okay.
Tay Anderson has now, there's been a turn in this. And Jimmy Sangerberger, who is our colleague, partner, Jimmy's up and comer, and then we'll go to open lines. We were talking about our open line topic and talking about when did you lose trust in the government? 82 will be the high. 710 KNUS. I'm Peter Boyles. Hold on.
KNUS.
Morning, everybody.
All
right, it's 22 after the RV. Jimmy Sangerberger coming up on a Thursday. And we'll go to open lines. 82 the high. 87. That's right. Tomorrow, the women who now run the state GOP will be in studio with us. Mortgage interest rates are creeping back up, and it's really some very historic lows. But again, watch your step. Lock it in now. You got to call American Finance and give you a free, no obligation mortgage review so you can learn about lower monthly payment options, shorter terms, even the ability to convert your home equity into cash. They really, really look at your entire financial picture because that's what you need to do. Help achieve all your goals, and they want to help you save thousands of dollars a month. There's no obligation, no upfront fees. No pressure. I did this right before the pandemic struck. American Financing. American Financing today, 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net. Do this. I mean, you'll be so, it's like getting a pay raise. NMLS 18334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate, but online, AmericanFinancing.net. Please say good morning. He's done the show with us every morning this week. Jimmy Sangerberger, who was moving up in the talk show world, has done a tremendous job on covering this Tay Anderson story. Billy flagged me and said, there's a turn in the Tay Anderson story. Jimmy, good morning. Thanks.
Good morning, Peter. Thanks for having me back.
Please. What has happened?
So I have a quote from, actually, I have a couple of statements. One of them is from the first elected Democrat on the record with anything about the Tay Anderson allegations, and that would be Attorney General Phil Weiser. And I have a separate statement concerning another related question from the Colorado Attorney General's office, because tomorrow I'm writing a column. I have a column being published for the Denver Gazette. I previewed it a little bit with you yesterday. The kids know what's up with Tay Anderson, which is really about giving voice and showing that we need to hear those students who have leveled allegations against the school board member Tay Anderson for sexual assault, allegedly against as many as 62 current and former students. And also, these children who are in the school district who are concerned because they are hearing things, they're talking with friends, they may know victims. And I wanted to write a column tomorrow specifically about that. And I wanted to include a piece to encourage those undocumented young people who are concerned about deportation, who are concerned about consequences for reporting a crime that they are victims to, at least allegedly. And so that's a piece of the article, and why one biggest reason why I reached out to the Attorney General in his office, and I also wanted to see what he would say himself about the allegations. And so I'll read you the quote. Right. He said, "The allegations against Director Anderson are very disturbing. Each and every one of these allegations should be fully investigated and, if warranted, prosecuted. Any person who committed such behavior should have no role in public office or a position of authority." That is a statement from Attorney General Phil Weiser.
You know, Jimmy Sangenberger has done great work on the Tay Anderson story. You're a very astute young man about how politics works. And once again, the state of Colorado, run by Jared Polis, who is the smartest guy, an elected official in Colorado right now, if he waves his wrist and there's a well-known substance that rolls downhill, Tay Anderson's going to be toast. But I think, and again, Billy told me off air what you were going to do, and it's great work again, Jimmy. I think if you look at when the AG says something like that, something's up. What do you think?
I don't want to speculate on any motives or intentions. I will say that to me, it is a significant. Fair enough for you. From my vantage point, I think it is a significant statement, especially since we haven't heard anything from any elected Democrats. And in fact, I have an op-ed today in the Washington Examiner as well, entitled "Democrats Silent on Sexual Assault Allegations Involving 62 Children." And quite frankly, I hadn't gotten the statement when I sent the article in, and I specifically wanted them to revise it to point out that there's one Democrat now who's on the record, but nothing from anybody else.
But he's, you know, he's a stalking horse. I mean, when Billy told me this, the way my mind works, and when a guy does something like this, when especially somebody that's the AG, he's telling you something. And you did something that was very smart, Jimmy. You approached him, and those guys don't react like that. I'll just get Jimmy on the phone. They think it over, or they blow it up the, you know, up the chart.
Oh, absolutely. He's very deliberate. I've interviewed Attorney General Weiser several times in the past, and I will say he's definitely very deliberate.
You bet he is.
He speaks when he
approaches
a subject matter. So that's where I would say this is significant that you have an on-the-record top one of the statewide elected Democrats, especially speaking on this. And I think that that's important. And I hope that that's valuable in terms of opening up for others to speak. To say,
absolutely.
Hey, these are my thoughts on these allegations, because we need to hear from Democrats and Republicans and everybody all around, because this isn't a partisan matter. It's not a matter of politics.
When things
we're talking about kids here.
Yeah, Jimmy Sangenberger's with us, and you're doing Stephen's show today, I think, right? I think you're on.
Yes, Stephen. I am. 3 to 7.
You're just doing a great job with this, and the point of it is, when something like this happens, and you go back in a political scandal, and you look when somebody first says something, and a guy like the AG, who is, he is the top cop in Colorado to some degree, and my best guess is he didn't respond to you immediately, and I bet they made a phone call to the boss, and the boss said, well, and this could be, it could mark the beginning of the end, internally, because if the Republicans or idiots in the media like me and you say something, it won't mean anything. But when the internals in the party go, like Nixon, when the Republicans went to Nixon and said it's time to go, that's when Nixon went. And up until then, he was going to be Nixon. And say, I don't know if, and I'm not comparing, because Nixon's about 8 million times smarter than Tay Anderson on his best day. But somebody's going to have to say something. Put it together. What do you think's going to happen?
Well, I think that there will start being more who will speak out. And who will, whether they call for resignation or they say, look, if this is true, it needs to be sussed out and he needs to go. Or anybody who is guilty of something like this or accused of something like this credibly, you know, that's where you really need to take it seriously, especially when you are an elected official. And I'm hoping that this is the signal to others that, yes, you can go ahead and comment on this story, because you know, Phil Weiser was an early supporter of Tay Anderson when he ran for the school board of that first go.
They all were. Because in political correctness, you could not critique a young African American. I'm just, truth is.
When I look at this, my column or op-ed for the Washington Examiner today really goes at how, you know, the Democrats were very much going hard against Brett Kavanaugh, unsubstantiated, without corroboration allegations from decades ago, including Democrats all over here in Colorado. And yet we've had up until now crickets from Democrats in this state on anything to do with Tay Anderson. And that's worth highlighting. That needs to be spotted. And now at least we have somebody who's starting to bring out at least some sort of a comment on this, and I think a pretty decent one too.
It's good work, Jim. You really did, and he had a choice. He could have had no comment. He could have not returned your call. I mean, he could have done all kinds of different things, and he chose to do that. And this Tay Anderson story is not going to go away, and I think it's an indicator. What are you doing this afternoon at 3? What's on the lineup?
Well, we're going to be spending a lot of time talking about this, delving into depth a little bit more. I'm also going to be talking with the editorial page editor of Newsweek, Josh Hammer, about Fauci and everything going on with the emails and China and COVID that whole bit of national news. So we're going to have a good program today. And then lately, my show on Saturdays has been had to be pre-recorded. This Saturday, we're doing a special live edition of the Jimmy Sangenberger Show from 5 to 7, especially because of the Tay Anderson allegations that we've been covering so closely.
You have done a superb job. You made your bones. Jimmy, thanks. This afternoon at 3 o'clock for Stefan. Jimmy's on the air. Good job, man. Thanks for doing the show again this morning. You're kind.
I appreciate it, Peter. And let's just make sure that these kids feel good.
Thanks, man. 303-696-1971. So we started the show this morning, and we had Jack Rice, former CIA guy, was on. And I had done a promo yesterday about the human experiments with LSD, the CIA, and MK Ultra. And I knew a little bit about Bluebird, but I've been turned on to Project Artichoke. And you'd have thought, there's a great line, I ran over their dog in the driveway. The things that were said, that I should quit the job and no business being here, running down the country, it's just the truth. And the truth is an interesting thing. So then I switched that, and I said, well, when did you lose faith in the government? What was the event when you went, oh, they're lying to me? And because this is just a series of lies. And the late Neil Sheehan called them bright, shining lies. So it's open lines. Catch up if you would. But when did you finally realize that they're running a game on you? 303-696-1971. June is National Men's Health Month. By the way, lines are wide open. Did you know that men begin to lose their hormones in their 40s and 50s, and sometimes even in their 30s? She's my friend. We were texting yesterday. Dr. Julie McCallum, her team at Senogenics will help restore your vigor, your confidence, your strength, personalized clinical strategies. Whether you're losing productivity at work because of lack of focus or motivation, you, and again, missing sexual relationship with your partner, Senogenics Dr. McCallum will create a solution to put you back on the top of your game. Dr. McCallum and the team can help you get your metabolism and hormones balanced, healthy. She's my doc. She's my friend. A program designed specifically for you to help you focus, become stronger, feel in control of your life again. Call Senogenics today. They changed my life. My word on it, they will change and help and do the same for you. 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681. And the web is denver.cenogenics.com. Jackie's back. She had her baby, and the baby comes to work with her. It's very cool. And Jared's there, and 720-387-3681. All right, Billy's cleaning up calls, 303. Our phone number, wide now, there's two lines, one line open, 303. Call again, you got a stuck on it, 303-696-1971. And on Monday, Elvis in Denver at 7 o'clock. All right, here we go. Line one is Mick. Mick, you're on a radio show, 82, the high today. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey, man.
I was 13 years old in November 22nd when JFK was shot.
Yeah.
And then a year later with a warrant, sometime later, the Warren Commission. And, you know, I'm a patsy and this, that, and the other. But what really annoyed me at that young age was they were going to seal the files for 50 years.
And they're still sealed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as a young boy, I thought that wasn't right, and I began to doubt, like, why would they do that? And I was just like, you know, 14, 15, when they said they were going to seal it.
I'll tell you what, as you may or may not know, that there's still major parts of the 9/11 Commission that have suppressed, including the legendary 21 pages of Bush, right, and Bush and Cheney.
Of course. No, and it's been ongoing, and the good soul and heart of America was slowly worn down over the years. Yeah. The belief in our Constitution and what we stood for, your mother and father and grandparents that fought in World War One and also World War Two, the heroic that they did, Rosie the Riveter, we can do it. The whole country came together. We were one people.
No.
And we've lost that, Pete. And, you know, I went about my life and kept on working and this, that, and the other, blah, blah. But in the back of my mind, I always felt that we had lost our soul as a nation.
There's something that has gone missing, and I would urge you to read Pat Buchanan's Memorial Day column, Were the Endless Wars Wise? Are They Worth the Cost? And again, you compare a great historian like Gibbon and the decline and fall of the Roman Empire, and
right,
you see these striking parallels, or the Portuguese, or the Spaniards, or I don't care who, and when it's called, you know, there's a, like, circling the drain. And,
right,
and the internals in this country today are going to tear it down, and
right,
over nothing. I mean, over manufactured. But that's what the Bolsheviks were so good at. And the service guide makes this great line. He says, "The Bolsheviks didn't steal the government; they found it laying on the ground and picked it up." Isn't
yeah,
that great?
And
wow.
I agree, Pete.
I
and
do
the
too.
Other thing too. Is the average American went about his business. He got his white picket fence. This is like the best years of our life. Just give me a home with a white picket fence, and, you know, I'm rehabilitated.
Yeah.
We came back, and just that's all we wanted. And the government took advantage. I don't want to say we were asleep at the wheel, but our trust in the government was a lot, which is, that's what allowed them to do all the things they've done. And we've hurt our country. And the character of our country has changed.
I agree.
Okay.
You take care. Thank you. We'll go to Don. We got a break coming. 303-696-1971. Don, you're on the show.
Hey, good morning, Peter.
Hey,
I listened to that one caller that was going to be a Democrat in the 6 o'clock hour. And while I agree with that the conservatives need to dump Trump, I'm a little bit antsy about him saying we need to put more faith in science. But, you know, but real science, but not scientism or whatever Fauci wants to.
What's happened, or
wannabe wants to push on us.
We have your politics will make your science. Whether it's the Green New Deal, which is the Democrat liberal rat-a-lib science, or, you know, here's what's happened. We have your truth and we have her truth, and we were talking about this first time I ever heard somebody talk about her truth. No, there's only truth.
And, that's right.
And so what happened, now you see what you're doing is you're playing into it on the other side. And there is truth. And I come back to Grace Slick, when Grace Slick's great line was, when the truth is found to be lies, something inside you dies. Don't you want somebody to love? And
yep.
So your truth and this guy's truth, there is only truth. And when this fellow was talking, he's not lying about what this what the CIA has done. That's not a lie.
I'm not saying about
no,
the CIA.
No, I know
CIA,
you're not, but others did this morning. I mean, I'm telling you, when we lit up the Vita machine here for the morning mail, Donnie, I'm telling you, it was like, I was amazed. Quit your job. You should retire. You don't belong anywhere.
No way.
No, I'm not asking for a plea bargain here. What I'm saying to you is, this is a Christian conservative radio station. Get off it. I'm thinking, because we're talking about MK Ultra, because I said that the CIA was dosing people. Yeah. What, you don't want to hear that? Oh my God. You know, I don't know if you believe that the CIA did that to people, but they did.
Well, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you on the CIA and all that. All I'm saying is, when you talk about science, what I'm seeing is people like to use that a lot and try to use that to push an agenda like the Green New Deal.
But it's precisely, and that's what you don't think that Polis, when Polis did that meet out day, that was just a test drive.
Oh yes,
and now it's meat out, and now it's, you know, plant-based everything. And
if they had it their way, we'd be eating plants and worshiping the animals, or, you know, and they already elevate animals greater than humans.
Well, boy is a rat. But what I'm trying to say to you is this guy Polis is he's way smart, and I come back to this for the second time today.
He's dangerous.
You call him what you want to call him, but he's a hell of a lot smarter than the rest of them.
Don't disagree.
And this this All-Star thing, I come back to it again and again and again. Don, I'm telling you, man, that was.
And I mean, the All-Star game, I mean, you can thank Polis for that. It doesn't matter. I mean,
absolutely.
It just shows you that the party will use anybody or anything.
No, it isn't somebody.
You know,
it's not the party. It's him.
They took it away from a minority-dominated city to a white city just because of the politics.
When I watched the other night, and that idiot never fails to amaze me, they come on Channel 9 at 6, let's see what he's doing. And he made it clear that it was a conservative group that was suing. No, they're representing all these black men and women who got screwed, and they're talking about, okay, you want to beat us, give us reparations for the beat job that you did on us. But he was sitting there, Kyle Clark, talking about a conservative group. Why was
LBJ must be smiling from his grave.
Why was it important to say it? Because that's mommy news. It's politically correct. It's far left. And so you give Polis an out card. Polis did that All-Star thing. I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of it.
Yes, he did.
It wasn't the Montforts. The Montforts are there, please. And it certainly wasn't Michael Hancock. And it was this guy. Who approached who? That he called, that they called. And this is all part of becoming, I'm telling you, mark my words, becoming a presidential hopeful.
We talked about this. I feel, you know, he would be somebody in history-making glory if he got the job.
Watch it, my boy. Watch it. All right, take care.
Have a good one.
All right, 303-696-1971. When did you quit believing the government? That's a great question. When did you figure you were being jived? That they pulled a quickie on you. Thursday morning, June the 3rd, and Jimmy's in for Stefan, Colorado home. And again, these applications are up 13% over last year. And that means if you're a homeowner, you can access some of the equity in your home. You can pay off some high-interest debt. You can finance a home project, whatever you want, because it's money you've earned from your home investment. And now, to be sure it's the right move for you, I recommend calling American Financing, Colorado's home loan guys. They're the home for home loans. I've endorsed them for a long time. They did my house. They did the job. I trust them. No obligations, no upfront, no hidden fees. Pick it up. Call them today and lock it down. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. You can do it online, get it off the ground at AmericanFinancing.net, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 1823334, spit it out, 1823334. There you go. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate. 303-695-7000. Hang on.
Is Peter Boyles, News Talk 710 KNUS.
All right, lines are wide open. Excuse me, lines are wide open. Lines are jammed. Do it right, Peter. Thursday, tomorrow, Alan Samuel is on the show. This is the weekend for Shootout Breast Cancer. Also, and this is great work by Billy Thorpe, The governor of Texas has made the Colt Walker the official handgun, official gun of Texas. And we found a Colt historian. A historian on Colt weapons, and he's on the radio show. Alan's on the radio show. Father Andre's on the radio show. And the women now running the GOP are on the radio show. Let's go to Sandra. She's on line two. Lines are jammed. Sandra, good morning.
Hi, Peter. Thank you for being our Paul Revere. I appreciate you.
I've met you before. Come in and read the email before you say that. Read these emails.
Throw those in the garbage. hey. George Bush Sr., this is when it happened for me when I realized we'd lost our government. When George Bush Sr. announced the New World Order, and the veil has been removed for a long time. And the globalists were like, okay, United States is still for sale, but now it's been revealed for what it is. And also there's an article by Michael Rivero. All wars are bankers' wars. Sure. Everybody needs to go on YouTube or read the article. It is compelling. It tells you exactly who is running this outfit.
Well, you know, the First World War and the role the bankers played in creating the State of Israel is important. And knowing what happened to the Bank of America and knowing, for instance, that legitimate question of, I'm reading this history book right now entitled 1929. And mm-hmm. when the collapse began, the role the bankers played and it's certainly part of the model. It always is part of the model. And it goes back to that line, as soon as somebody tells you it isn't about the money, you know they're lying to you. You know, because it's always about the money.
Absolutely.
It's always about the money. Mm-hmm. Well, you're a great call. I wrote that down, and I will take a look. Thank you for your time. Be safe. All right, we go to Chuck. There's a line up. Whoa. Chuck, you're on the show. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good, man. Thank you.
1963, I was 13 years old. JFK was assassinated. That was the beginning of it. 1965, a good friend of mine, 13 kid Irish family, the oldest brother was supposed to be in Vietnam. He was killed in Laos. We weren't even supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. 69, his brother went to Vietnam, got killed, and they were instrumental in initiating the No Brothers in Combat. And from there on, watching the way the American veterans were treated coming back from Vietnam, never again did I trust this outfit.
No, and that's one of the make-breakers, too. You mentioned Jack Kennedy. I think Jack Kennedy is the jumping-off point. I have this contention, if I ever could do it, and I probably will never do it, to do it just a history book on the 10 years from the moment that John Kennedy is murdered to the second Richard Nixon resigns. The whole course gets set there.
Yeah.
And everything is a version of that, and that gets back to the CIA and the globalists and the multinationals.
Well, and all the players that were, and you know, the Rumsfeld and all the guys that were players in the Nixon are still in the stinking government, man.
Well, they
what
came
does that
back.
Tell you?
They came back with W. Cheney.
You know, my hope is that when I die, there's a room I can go sit in and read the truth of all of it, everything.
I love you, man. That's
the truth.
I always say that too, because we just talked about it. There is just the truth. Everything else is somebody's opinion. Take care of yourself.
Yes, you
all right, everybody. That was a great show. Tomorrow, a historian on Colt firearms, and I thank Alan Samuel for that. Alan's on about shooting up breast cancer. Christy Burton Brown and Priscilla are with us tomorrow. Father Andre. It's a great show. This Danielle, keep an eye on her. I think she's got a future. It's Thursday. Billy Thorpe, thanks. Hang on, everyone. 710 KNUS.
Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.